Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Jeff Baker, Non-Executive Director of BSF Enterprise. Welcome back, Jeff. It's been all of what, 3 days?
Yeah, 3 days, Phil. It's a thrill to meet you both again.
Today we heard that the company has submitted an application to trade its ordinary shares on the OTCQB venture market in the US. Joining the OTCQB market will obviously allow BSF to access a wider investor audience, enhancing liquidity and raising the firm's international profile. The company's shares will continue to trade on the main market of the London Stock Exchange. BSF hopes that trading on the OTCQB market, one of the world's largest investment markets, will expand its reach into a broader pool of investors, with US investors able to trade shares during US trading hours priced in US dollars. Sounds like a wise move to me, Jeff.
Yeah, listen, we're very excited to get onto the OTC. And the way this, it's a newish market, and I say new, it's been reinvented a few times, the OTC, and it's a great trading platform where we can tap into US investors in London, basically. We don't have to go to the market in the US. We are exempt from a number of SEC reporting requirements, and we don't have to worry too much about the US Exchange Act. It's a very easy, quick, and simple way of tapping into US investors.
Yeah. So, I mean, just recently, we've seen a few UK-listed companies make the decision to pursue a US listing. There was WANdisco, I think that was last week, and then we've had the Arm, who obviously supply the semiconductors for most mobile smartphones. And the move to a joint list in the US obviously adds weight to the argument that UK investors do not really value technology businesses. Do you think that's the same with the biotech companies as well?
There's a huge difference, and that's one of the reasons why we decided to take this step. And it's obvious to everybody in the lab-grown meat market, the cultivated meat area, that America is making huge strides in developing the industry. But a lot of them, or the vast majority of them, are driven by private equity funds or venture capital funds, and are held private, ready for a placement and ready for a listing in a year or two's time. So the market is going to explode, and the values they're getting in the US would be, 10, even 50 times higher than what we're getting in the UK. If we were listed in the US, our value would be 100 million.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that in some of my notes. I put that due to larger and more established biotech ecosystem, you've got more favorable regulatory environment. And then, as you mentioned, higher availability of funding from venture capitalists and institutional investors. So all looks a lot more, it's a lot better, isn't it?
It is. And I think, and we're hoping that there'll be a lot of US investors who are looking for investment into lab-grown companies, and they'll see us and realise that we're incredibly well-valued in the UK, and happy to get on board.
Jeff, what situation or what companies did you look at when you were comparing and thinking about going on the OTCB?
Well, we weren't really comparing ourselves too much to other listed US companies, and there's not many in the lab-grown meat space. It's more the values broadly of US-based companies in this industry that we were looking at, and people who, the appetite of the US investors trying to get into that. Institutional and other, family offices are getting into this industry in the US, but the normal investor would struggle to get into a stock that's similar to ours that would have the broad range of lab-grown meat technology and products that we have.
And do you intend to do some sort of roadshow over in the US?
Definitely, yeah. I think we'll have to get over to New York and start talking to some of these US investors who are very keen, and OTC are very keen for us to get over there. They're very supportive and very helpful in getting the company promoted to US investors.
So after this meat tasting in April in London, board the flight and off to New York and do the same thing?
Well, hopefully. We'll have to finish off the application. We've only put in the application, and that's going to take, I think, around 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay, very good. And then it's about publicising the company and showing to people what's happened so far, I suppose, and then seeing what value the people in the US see. I presume that the shares are effectively transferable. So if it's traded on the OTCB, that's pulled from London effectively.
Yeah, it's all traded out of London in US dollars, though, with US sponsor.
Yeah, it's a fungible. It's a fungible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it all sounds very exciting. And I think there's lots more to come as well. Obviously, we've got different stuff that you talked about previously, especially the leather and things happening in that space, as well as the meat. And obviously, we're looking forward to trying to taste that meat. And yeah, it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, no, we're making great strides through into 2023. We, you know, some of those announcements we'd like to make are held up through third party being a bit slow than normal, but we're getting there, which is the important thing.
When we first talked to you, there was a conversation that BSF Enterprises would actually be investing in more companies. Can you put any more meat on that bone as we move forward?
Pardon the pun. But, yeah.
Hopefully it's lab-grown meat on the...
There's no bones involved. Apologies.
Yeah, no bones. We're not growing bones, I can assure you. Yeah, there is. We've got on with a lot of research into all the lab-grown meat companies that we're wanting to talk to. We've been talking to quite a few, both the UK and European and some in Asia. We've avoided the US ones because their values are so high. But I think and the hope is through this year we'll be making some announcements in regard to collaboration and investment in other companies.
The I'll just sort of flipping the coin there for a second, Jeff, looking at Agronomics, who obviously we know are listed in the UK, and they are pretty much an investment company within quite a large number of private companies within that portfolio, like Bond, Mosa, New Age, etc. Within that, there's quite a few notable investors in there. I think you've got Jim Mellon invested, etc. And then also you've got Bill Gates, Richard Branson and DiCaprio, some quite notable people there within Memphis Meats. I mean, do you think that there's any, you know, I'm not saying not ruling it out, but is there, do you ever approach by people who are interested in investing in 3D biotissues?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And we encourage them to invest in the BSF and take it on the market and get involved. You know, we can look to, at a later stage, bring in strategic investors that will be hugely helpful for our further development. There is constant interest in this industry, and we're approached on a daily basis by people wanting to get involved.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a thing of the future. It's going to be, as we say in the mining sector, it's sort of ESG wonderful, you know, in terms of the environment and social scenarios. So, yeah, I can see that this is going to escalate, and hopefully quite quickly in terms of what we start to choose to eat in the next few years.
Absolutely. We are the ultimate ESG company. We're not one of those companies that have to make up and structure ourselves sufficiently to comply with ESG regulations. We are ESG.
Good. On that note, Jeff Baker, Non-Executive Director of BSF Enterprise, thanks very much for your time.
Great to talk to you both, and I hope to see you again very soon.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.